Amen to that. Knowing Jesus, bringing you to the place of your own understanding and changing your life. I want to close, as we tend to do in our camps, is to take communion together. But to have communion, you have to come together. I think about what the Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians 2, and again, you're all familiar with the verse if you're not. And if you are, I really want you to kind of really listen to what the Apostle Paul came to say when he came to know Jesus, but also why he says what he does. He says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, he makes this important point that I want you to kind of take to heart, and based off of our theme of really knowing Jesus and letting that change your life. He says, and the life which I now live in the flesh, the very body that you're walking in right now, I live by the faith of the Son of God. But I also want you to hold on to this as well. I think it's so crucial because I know without a shadow of a doubt, if you take this to heart, it will change your life forever. He said that now in the life that I now live in this flesh for Jesus Christ, he says there's a reason why. He said, who loved me? It's not just Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That is so sweet when you hear a little kid sing that, right? You've done that, right? But when they sing it with so much genuineness. They really believe that. And I'm praying that you believe that as you've heard the word of God concerning your opportunity to truly know Jesus who loves you. And to show that love, why, and this is why we do communion, is because he loved you so much that Paul says that he gave himself, and a beautiful part is back to that personal thing, he gave himself for me. So when you write that he gave himself, when you say, can you say for me? Can you say for me? It's not hard. Please join me. He gave himself. That's why we do communion. And that's what God wants to reveal to you as an individual. Remember, who do you say that I am? Will determine how you live for him. But as you live for him, it's not just to walk through the motions, but to live in this flesh because you realize that he gave himself for you. So as they play a song, we're going to give out the elements for communion. And I want you to hold on to it because I want to take you back to the evening that pretty concludes where Jesus had really was bringing the disciples prior to his crucifixion, the Lamb of God preparing the table. And Matthew writes the night that Jesus gathered disciples together, he says, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it. And he broke it. And he gave his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. And he gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the remissions of sins. And I think about that. Jesus, knowing, willingly, letting them know right from the start, that I'm going to be beaten, battered, bruised, basically, physically destroyed for you. I'm going to be bled out for you. Why? Because I love you. That's why he says there's no greater love than one who lays his life down for his friends. But you have to understand that for yourself. And when you take this communion, I really want you to really think for yourself. Again, you as an individual, the demonstrated love of Christ for you. So as we partake, let you have that moment that you begin to ponder in your own heart as he reveals that truth to you, that you understand who he is to you. What is beautiful about this is the fact that Jesus says that he will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. That's heaven. I mean, this is the closest we get to heaven right now. As I sit and hear the worship and we come together. But Jesus is saying that you'll be able to sit in the Lamb's table, gathered, worshiping, renewed for eternity. You see, knowing Jesus as, again, the eternal life that is given to you who have received. And it tells us that as they concluded that they sung hymns and songs, and we're going to close out with song and hymns. But as we sing, I'm going to ask you as an individual, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've gone to church, but you've never taken Christ for yourself. If any time, it is now, because Christ is beckoning you with his love. He's saying, I gave myself for you. Will you receive me that I can be your Lord? And as we sing the last song, if he's been ministering and speaking to your heart, remember, he asked the question, oh, who do people say that I am? But also, who do you say that I am? Because there's a reason for it, because you need to know who I am. Because I came specifically for you. So as we sing the last song, if he's calling you to himself and you're like, I'm tired of playing church. I've kind of gone through the motions. I've entered in youth groups and I've raised my hand and I've done all kinds of stuff, but I've never committed my life to Jesus wholeheartedly. I want to invite you today. I know last night many of you have said, I'm going to make a recommitment, and that is a wonderful thing, and I encourage you that you will continue to cultivate that and allow God to water that. But if you didn't do it last night, if he's calling you to recommit, you know that you have been going through the motions without a shadow of a doubt. And you know, as Peter said, we've been talking about Peter for the last several days, because why? We're all like Peter. And you can honestly say now, Lord, you know all things. I'm done. I'm ready. I see the beauty in following you and the benefits of having your grace in my life, that I can walk and grow in grace. Then you also come. That's all this camp's about, man. Meeting with Jesus. So as we sing, let it work in your heart. Forget about everybody else around you. You focus on Jesus. And you come to him. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that you're willing to stoop down and enter in. You knew every life that has come this week, God. You knew as they were preparing, some were just saying, I'm just going to camp. I didn't feel to get out. And they didn't realize that they were about to meet with you. Some have been yearning for fellowship, yearning to know more of you and looking forward to coming to a place where they can be free and allow you to minister to their hearts, God. I pray you would encourage them, and those who may be struggling, they would fall at the throne of grace and allow you to have your way in their hearts, God. And if there's anyone who doesn't know you today, they would not be embarrassed or afraid, because it's not about looking at you in a negative way. It's about looking at the love of God. It says that all heaven rejoices when one sinner comes to repentance. So God, I pray you would move. You would continue to work. You would touch every one of these youth in a powerful way. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.